welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Jenny, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I almost just burped.
Welcome. It's okay. I did too. It's fine. Solidarity on that.
I did not. But that's Shandy, and welcome to the show, everybody. This is season... We've had everything silly time trying to start this episode over the last half hour. This is episode... This is season 3, episode 44. We are one episode away from partying like it's our third birthday. Episode number 124? No, 134. Welcome to... How is it going? As I keep looking, I don't know why it must look so funny to you guys. Nobody knows what we're doing.
I've seen you do it before. So. It's weird, but it's weird. You're many adorable ticks.
Thanks.
It's the thing you do.
All I can see is it reminds me that I need to, you know, do the lip waxing thing.
It's okay. I'm having a lot of blur on the screen today. I think my connection must be weird, so I can't see it.
Fantastic. But how is it going otherwise? We're here.
I'm pretty sore, not gonna lie.
Oh no.
Worked out yesterday.
Oh.
I've been going to this like boot camp class.
Yeah, how is that?
It's super fun. It's super hard. I feel like I can do a lot of things that I couldn't do, I don't know, maybe this time last year.
That's very satisfying.
But yesterday's class was all ladies, which was pretty rad.
Oh, nice.
And for the first time in probably my life, I like was deadlifting 225-pound kettlebells.
Holy crap!
So like 50 pounds.
Damn.
That's awesome.
It was like I had my normal, I think I had like 20s or 15s, like something very respectable. And like the instructor, like the trainer, he like drops these two kettlebells in front of me and he's like, time to step it up. And I was like, okay, I don't know. Really? I was like, hey, I can do this.
That's You're burnt. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm feeling pretty sore, but I'm feeling very accomplished at the same time.
Sore, but accomplished. That's all you can hope for after a good workout.
Yeah. But I feel like I'm not going to be able to get out of bed tomorrow. Second day sore is a real thing. And I feel like I'm going to need a push to get up tomorrow morning.
The hurt is real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you could try cupping. Shandy says it's great.
That's true. Loosen up the muscle, help break it up while the muscles grow back stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I'm a little bit sore too, but it's because I had some cupping with my acupuncture yesterday.
Sounds very relaxing and cleansing. Yeah,
oh my God, I was like on a different planet when I left yesterday. I was just like super out of it. Like, yeah, totally exhausted. It was good.
But like good exhausted?
Yeah, really good exhausted and just really like, oh my God. Just like, yeah, kind of out of my mind, like, but in a good way. And yeah.
Oh gosh. What is that like? Teach me your ways. That's incredible.
I like walked home from my appointment in a daze. It was crazy.
Oh good. Sounds like you probably weren't in a state to drive. So I'm glad to hear you did.
Yeah. I happened to walk.
That's awesome. That was great.
Yeah. I have like my back is like rock solid, but not from muscle, from just like fucking tension.
Yeah.
And so I figured like I might maybe try to do something about that. So,
you know, you guys,
the acupuncturist, and yesterday she was like, are you cool with cupping? Like, oh yeah, totally had that last year. It's all good. Yeah.
You guys are giving a lot of fodder for That's What She Said right now. I just want to point that out.
Mm-hmm. We live to serve.
And destroy the patriarchy.
That too.
Yeah. Yep. Colleen, are you sore?
No, sadly, I am currently do not have a Pure Bar package right now. I've been doing a bit of hiking, but
nice.
Yeah, not in the past couple of days. It was a busy weekend, so I haven't really had much of a chance to kind of get out there. Although I talked about this a year ago, where back in the day, I used to do the Gunnar Peterson exercise ball workout thing, and I was on this quest to find the ball because it was like the best exercise ball like I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I've been meaning to, since I don't have a package right now, to get, like, kind of, you know, break the DVDs out because I bought them. And then after all of that, I bought it from eBay and then never used it. So I kind of want to get back into that. So maybe next week I will be sore. But
nice.
We had Zach's kindergarten orientation this past weekend.
Oh, how was that?
It was a lot of information.
I bet it was.
But, like, we just learned different things about the school and about, like, what they need. And they make it super easy for parents nowadays. Like, you get your school supply list and you can either go order it yourself or you can just pay, like, one fee for, like, $30 and they'll get you, like, all of the supplies and you don't have to do any of the shopping.
Oh, wow.
Which cool. I feel like that saves you a lot in the end because, you know, when you go shopping, you never just get what's on the list. You get like 30 other things. So anyway, so I don't know. We got a lot of information thrown at us. And he kind of was freaked out to go at first to leave us. And he cried a little bit. And it was one of those things where I had to like push him out. But he wasn't the only one. There were some others too. But by the time he came back after the 2 hours, you know, he was really happy. But I joined the PTA and Jay joined the PTA.
Oh, cool. Nice.
We got our parking, like our carpool parking passes stuff. Like, I don't know. We had to take background. Like, we have to do a background test to be chaperones on things, which, you know, made me feel a little bit better about that. Anyway, I don't know. It wasn't that interesting for other people, but, like, it was a lot of information. And this thing is happening in a month because his assigned first day is July 11th.
Wow.
That's crazy soon.
And he only goes for the one day. And then and then he doesn't go on the Friday, the 12th. And then we go to San Diego on the 13th. And then we're gone until whatever. So we're miss a fair amount. Anyway, it's good.
Well, to be fair, you booked that vacation before in December. You knew what track he was going to be in.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking positively. Anyway, please, somebody else talk about something that's exciting. Because we have graduation this week, and I don't want to start crying on the podcast. We've only been talking for 10 minutes. It's a little too early for that. I know. And then we're getting in the car and driving overnight to New York at 7 o'clock immediately pending the end of graduation.
Oof, why?
My grandma's 89th birthday party is...
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, so my parents are driving us back and then we're going to just fly back on Sunday night. Good time. Huh. So long story short, this show will definitely be out on time because otherwise it will not be out for a very, very late. Unlike the patron show, that might have been a little bit like a week after we recorded it.
Sorry. That's all right. It's still fresh.
Mm. Yeah.
For all of them, it's fresh. Anyway, what is everybody else doing? Chandy geocached.
I went geocaching with Tasia.
Oh, fun.
It was really fun. I was a little bit nervous because I only went the once with JP and he showed me where it was.
Yeah.
Like, really, like, pointed it out, like, pretty much had to do it for me.
So yeah,
I was like, well, shit, am I going to be able to do this? But we found two. I kind of found the first one, and then Tasia kind of found the second one, and it was really satisfying.
Isn't it fun?
Nice. Nice. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little bit frustrating because, like, the map is, like, not super precise once you get close. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, so you can turn on a setting that it'll, like, buzz when you're within... like 30 feet
maybe that's already on, but it, like, I don't know, even that last 30 feet, like, it's
because it'll fine. Say within...
I think it kind of adds to the hunting part of it. No, so it was super fun. We both had a really good time.
That's awesome. I finally found the one that was near where my luncheon and my old therapist was that I talked about like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. So that was super satisfying.
Nice. I kind of wonder like walking around. I mean, like, so definitely the first one that we found, I've walked by there before many times. And I just had no idea because I'd never looked at the app. But it's this weird thing where you're like, oh, like. I mean, they're everywhere. So how many have I just walked past before?
Yeah,
I know that there's this little thing there. And
yes, I was going to send you guys a link yesterday. I was looking yesterday online, like examples of different like geocaches, and I found somebody's blog, and it was like the coolest ones they had found. And there are some crazy ones, and I was going to send it to you guys so you would have, because, you know, you don't, until you find one, you don't know to look for that style.
Yeah.
And I was going to be like, guys, there are so many crazy ones. Like, have, at any given point, like lamps in a parking lot, like the square thing on the bottom lifts up and there'll be a geocache under there.
What?
Whoa!
And they are everywhere. They are the easiest ones to find. Like, once I swear to God, once you know it's
but
there.
Who would have ever thought to do that? I mean, those things lift up.
I think I've got 65 finds now, and I'm pretty sure good 20 of them have been just lifting up the lamp. Like, even now, Zachary will go past one and will be like, Mom, you should lift that up and see if there's a geocache.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah, so it is funny.
That is awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's just cool. Like, you walk by and you're like, ah, I know that there's something there that nobody else does.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, yeah. What else has everybody been up to? Amanda, anything fun?
What have I done? Did I tell you guys I went to go see Network on Broadway?
Yes.
Did we talk about that?
No. Well, is that the one that you saw? Is that a preview you saw? It
wasn't a preview. No, it was a full show. I think it's closing actually at the end of the month. It's the one with Bryan Cranston.
Oh, no. You did not talk about that then, I don't think. I'm sorry.
I feel like it's been a long week, and I can't remember what we talked about last week versus this week.
We haven't done a full episode.
Well, and I'm also like, what did I see pictures of on Instagram? And
yeah.
Like, did I just see pictures, or did we talk about it?
Right, and that's the thing, because I haven't really been on social media because my phone's out of data. So I feel like I am a little out of touch, as it were. But yeah, no, I went to go see Network on Broadway with Bryan Cranston. I had never seen the movie. It's based off of a movie from the 70s. But I just thought it was like the coolest thing I'd ever seen. It's about, he plays this newscaster that kind of like loses his shit on air. And it's kind of like a commentary on what I imagine in the 70s was like the birth of sensationalized news. Mm. Whereas now that's just the news today. So it was really interesting to see. And my friend who I went with had seen the movie, and she actually rewatched it recently. And she was saying that actually they took a lot of the dialogue directly from the movie and put it into the play. And so it's like to see how little has actually changed and see how those words compare given where we are in the world today. It was really fascinating. But like beyond that, just the way they staged the show was really, really cool. There were parts of the set that like you couldn't see from the audience, and they had like camera operators moving through and around the actors, and they were like putting it on screens like at the back of the stage and then on like sides of like the proscenium. So like sometimes you're watching the action and sometimes you're watching the action on the screen, and there's like a functioning bar restaurant on stage. So like Lord knows how expensive those tickets are, but like you can pay
and
like sit on stage at a bar and get served like a gourmet meal like while you're watching the show.
So like, you're like just an extra, but you're like part of the show.
But you're like part of the show.
That is like seventh wall breaking.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like you'd come down to the audience, and there was like some cool like sleight of hand things. They did a scene outside the theater, like in the middle of the show. You see on the screen, they're like walking around outside, and they like walk through the backstage door and come on stage. Like it was cool. Wow. It was really freaking cool. There was that. And then the really exciting thing this weekend, I went out to New Jersey to meet my friend's baby for the first time.
Aww.
And it was really fun, and she's really cute.
Nice.
Nice.
Baby.
Yeah. So we had a little beach day, took the baby to the beach for the first time, and she was a champ.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun. I feel like this time of year, I always want to get a new bathing suit. I feel like I pull out all my bathing suits from their storage home under the bed, and I hate all of them, and I feel like they're old, and I want a new one. Is this just like part of being alive? Does this happen to anybody else?
Yes, it does happen to everybody else. And I should shock nobody, but my yearly new bathing suit came from Costco.
See, right. I bought a cheap bathing suit last year, only wore it like 4 times. And when I wore it for the weekend this year, the underwire had already sprung a leak.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I feel like I can't buy cheap bathing suits anymore. I'm done.
Yeah. But if you're only getting it for like a year use, it's kind of worth it. But if you're like in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Mine is committed. I have fully like moved on to like, you know, the full piece stuff. So I got to find like the cute mom ones. But I'm pleased with my choice.
Yes, that's okay. I'm one piecing it up. Yeah. I feel like there's some tummy insecurities that I feel like a woman of my age doesn't yeah. need to be flaunting. Mommy or not.
Exactly. Especially now that I get my period again, I feel like there's only 1 week a month where I feel like comfortable enough to even be in the one piece. So we are readjusting hard, guys. Anyway. Good times. Oh my God. Okay, so like we talked about, next Tuesday, June 11th is our third birthday party. So we will be live approximately 9:15 p.m. Eastern time. The link will go out everywhere to the patrons. Thank you for being a patron, by the way. Patreon.com/JayandJack. It will go out on our Facebook pages, the actual broadcast Facebook page, as well as the Jay and Jack one, patrons one. I'll get it out there. Twitter, etc., Insta. Well, I don't know how to do it on Insta, so whatever. Be on the lookout for the link to that, though, because we will, you know, be ready to party with everyone. But I feel like we're bearing the lead here that we are going to be doing our Big Little Lies podcast for real. Ooh.
Yeah.
It is actually happening. Did we decide officially on a name? Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Somebody else want to announce it?
I'll drum roll.
I feel like the star of the show has to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Broad Little Lies.
Yes. So get it, guys? Broad, big, it's a pun. It's a play on words because we're the broadcast and we're broads. So Broad Little Lies, we're going to record it on Monday, June 10th. Is that it?
We're going to record it from the past.
That's right. We will actually record the first episode before our birthday.
We will. So that's why we're sharing that now. So we're going to get to podcast 2 days in a row next week, guys.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but we would love your feedback. We do not have an email or anything set up as of right now. So if you do have any feedback for the first episode or even like season 1 into 2 or whatever, send it to us, the same contact information, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or email us 331-276-2373. And just please note that it's about Big Little Lies. So that way we, you know, can go right to it. But we need some feedback for the first week, and we know we can count on you guys because you've never let us out ever yet. Yeah, yes. Including our first ever episode of this where we put out the call before we recorded. So please do that. As of the day that this is released, I don't know if the feed will be on iTunes or not. Jacob is creating artwork, and then, you know, we'll have to submit the feed. We'll put it on the broadcast feed to start, and then you can go subscribe because it will not be a part of the broadcast feed after probably like week 1 or 2, but it'll have its own feed and it'll be on the whole enchilada feed as well. So, you know, if you could, once that goes up, if you could subscribe and give us reviews on iTunes, that would be really helpful and great. And yeah, we're just really excited to talk about this, and we may have some special lady guests as well, including, spoiler alert, somebody that may have talked Big Little Lies with us in the past. But yeah, super exciting, and I think it's going to be fun. And so what we're going to do is record them on Monday nights and hopefully not have to do any or very much editing whatsoever, so they can be out on Tuesdays for your listening pleasure.
All the podcasts.
Woo!
Yay!
Good times. Anyway, cool. Yay!
Cool.
Yay! Cool.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, stay tuned.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, yeah. Do you want to move on to... Does anybody else have anything else, or do we want to move on?
No, we can move on. Yeah, that's it.
Fantastic. So, moving on. like I said earlier, I had a bit of a unplanned, I thought I was going to have some free time today and I didn't. So I was looking for some quick and easy things to fill this portion of the show. And I found a couple of quizzes on BuzzFeed and I'll let you guys pick which ones you want to do. And we can either do it, you can each do it or you can each pick one. I have done them both. Just saying. The first one is, everyone has a perfect U.S. city. Here's yours based on your food choices. And it gives you different types of food that you have to pick.
Oh, that's fun.
And the other one is also food related. Apparently, I was hungry when I picked these out. That is, I think that Shandy should do this one. We know your zodiac sign based on your breakfast food options.
Wait, based on your what?
Breakfast food options.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Oh, cool.
Okay, cool.
But
okay.
You can both do either one. Do you want me to send you the link and we can all take these together? Or
yes.
Okay. So we'll start with the breakfast food zodiac sign one.
Okay.
You know. Okay. So the first question is, what's your go-to morning beverage? Smoothie, water, apple juice, orange juice, milk, coffee, tea, or protein shake?
Coffee.
Coffee. Coffee. Absolutely. How do you like your eggs? Scrambled, sunny side up, fried, hard boiled, omelet? I don't like eggs. I'm going to go with sunny side up.
Oh, I always do over easy. That's not an option.
I think that you have to go with sunny side up then.
Yeah.
That's the closest one. But it's the closest one.
I literally love them all. This is
I do
really
too.
Hard.
I do, as you all know, I do scrambled every day, but I do omelets on the weekend because I'm nasty.
So wait, so then why are you picking sunny side up?
Because those are my favorite types. How do you like your eggs? That's my favorite is sunny side up. I just don't know how to do it. Jay does, so.
Oh, I see.
And the restaurants. And there's no option here with lox, so.
That's true. Okay, fine. Sunny side up. Right. But it's really over easy.
Yeah. It also does kind of depend on what you're having it with, but I will go.
I always have it with toast.
Yeah, toast.
Okay. Do you want waffles or pancakes? Oh, God, don't. Yeah, I was going to say, please. Don't answer wrong. Dan will come and kill you.
Oh, my God. But I mean, but are we seriously eating these like in the same sitting?
No, it's just what do you I guess.
Because I'm inclined to say both, but I wouldn't actually want both. Like at
No.
Time.
It's just what do you prefer? Do you prefer waffles, pancakes, neither, you like something else, or you like them both?
Both.
Both.
I'm going to go with waffles because you can put the little syrup in like the crevices.
In the squares.
But pancakes are so versatile.
That's
pancakes
very
are
true.
Versatile. Waffles, you can put syrup in the crevices and chicken on top. Also saying.
The vegetarian doesn't care about your chicken.
Yeah, I know that's a thing people do, but not a selling point for me personally. Just my bag. Just me.
Our next question, what kind of toppings are you putting on your pancake or waffles? Butter, fruit, syrup, chocolate chips, all of the above or none of the above?
All of the above.
Yeah. All the above?
Did we not make that clear in our previous question?
You know, Zachary does not like, he eats waffles almost every morning and he does not like butter on them. He also doesn't like real maple syrup, but I think that that's because for forever, we've always just gotten the Mrs. Butterworth, shout out to Dale from the Married Man show. You know, what's it called? Low sugar. Low sugar, like, you know, or sugar-free version. So I think his taste buds just aren't used to, like, the real good shit, which actually appalls my parents, which makes me laugh. Okay, pick a side of fruit. Grapes, apples, pears, kiwi, bananas, strawberries, cherries, blueberries, raspberries, peaches, mangoes, and I don't like fruit.
Oh my God, that's really hard. Where is the all of the above?
I'm going to pick blueberries because blueberries and raspberries are my favorites, but blueberries I will go with any day.
I think I got to go with strawberries.
Yeah, I went with strawberries too.
What else would you like for breakfast? Oatmeal, yogurt, hash browns, biscuit, sausage, or a crepe?
Hash browns.
Yeah.
Sausage.
If there was bacon here.
Yeah, there's no bacon.
Probably so. Should go with the oatmeal because, you know, it's healthy and stuff. But I hate oatmeal.
Yeah, this is about your personality,
can't get behind it. Cannot. I try. It's the worst. It's legit worst.
The quiz oatmeal is kind of good, but because it's 100% sugar.
Yeah.
I had it a lot when I was a kid.
So. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I can convince myself I like overnight oats for like 3 days, and then I'm just like, no, I guess not.
Amanda, the question, it's what do you like, not what does your conscience tell you that you like? What does the grown-up totally tell you that you like? Yeah. What does adulting say that you should like? Okay. What's your favorite part about breakfast? Eating delicious food, drinking coffee, being up early, or cooking delicious food, drinking coffee? I'm not going to lie.
I was gonna say, it's really between drinking coffee and eating delicious food.
Yeah. Mm. I enjoy cooking breakfast, but not as much as I enjoy eating breakfast.
Yeah.
Right.
I think drinking coffee is mine.
No. Coffee's good. But... I always got
to
go with the food.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to put on your plate? Man, this is the best breakfast ever. I feel like this is buffet at a resort breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Quiche, toast, French toast, bacon, blueberry muffin, or nope, I'm good. I am going. Oh, man, I did sausage, though. Oh, it's a tie between bacon and toast.
Yeah, no, I'm going bacon. Also, fun fact, side note. In French, you can, like, quiche can also be a way to, like, say vomit.
Oh.
So literally every time that Frank and I say something about quiche, we have to also then go, bleh.
Just to be clear.
It's like a running joke now. So when you said quiche, Colleen, I was like, holding back my bleh.
Rocks.
I'm going to go bacon, though.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go with the unlikely choice of a blueberry muffin.
Ooh.
I actually super enjoy blueberry muffins. If I'm going to eat a muffin, that's what I want.
Nice.
Like the Starbucks ones that are almost just like eating like a delicious muffin cupcake.
Oh, God. Yeah. The Starbucks muffins are... You know how many points they have on Weight Watchers? No, you don't want to know. It's double digits, though.
That's why I don't do Weight Watchers. Don't care.
It's not
too long,
great.
Didn't read. Too busy eating my calorie bomb blueberry muffin.
Okay, what did everybody get?
Sagittarius.
Ooh. I got Libra.
I got Gemini.
Oh.
So none of us got what we are.
All wrong.
Yeah.
BuzzFeed, you suck.
But I like the description. You are positive, straightforward, big-hearted, and smart. I will take it.
That's true. That does describe you. Libra is you are romantic, charming, diplomatic, and balanced.
That is true.
You always loved romantic movies, and you're a Libra. The facts speak for themselves.
That is very true for you.
Yeah. I got romantic movies. I'm not that into romantic movies.
Everyone loves a good rom-com. Oh, while we were not recording like a major episode, I made Jay watch Crazy Rich Asians, and he loved it.
I still haven't seen that.
It's so good. It's on HBO.
Oh, okay, maybe I'll watch it now.
Yeah, so you can watch it for Frizzle if you have the app, which you all do because you'll watch it. It's such a good movie. I forgot how great it was. Maybe because I was day drinking in the movie theater when I first watched it.
Nice. Well, we just finished Chernobyl, so I think, you know, we need an upper. So.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, no, 100% recommend that movie. It's great.
Okay. Well, I'm still slogging through Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
So. Ah.
Oh.
Well, hold on. Let me finish Gemini. I'm crazy, intelligent, and annoying. All things that I describe myself as. But everyone loves you. You are the party starter and always a lot of fun.
Well, that part's right.
Jeez. Okay, so maybe BuzzFeed does know us. And just our
parents had sex the wrong month.
And we were born in the wrong month.
Yeah. I was supposed to be a Pisces before, you know, I decided to come 6 weeks early.
Yeah.
We could have been a Leo, which makes no sense.
But wait, what are you, Amanda?
I'm a Cancer.
You're okay, because you're July.
Yeah.
And Shandy, you're Aquarius too, right?
I was your sign. I was born late.
Wait, what are you? You're Pisces?
I'm a Pisces.
Pisces
starts on like the 20th.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was supposed to be born the end of March, and you know, I was always impatient and born 6 weeks early, so
6 weeks. Okay, I was born like 10 days, but it was enough to put me in a different sign.
Yeah.
Six weeks is substantial.
Yeah. Well, that was my sister too. My sister was 10 or 11 days late, my youngest one. Mm-hmm. And she was in Aries because she's March 29th now, but she was due, I think, like March 20th. Or no, wait, she was due on, oh, no. She was supposed to be due on St. Patrick's Day. Huh. Yeah, because that was supposed to be, my due date was around St. Patrick's Day too. And we just decided that we were going to pick our own, you know, apparently my
own due date.
And then my sister Caitlin was born on her due date. So my mom had, you know, the super early that had to be in the NICU for, you know, 21 yeah. days. Then Caitlin, who came exactly on time. And then Christy, who, you know, came 11 days late. So
took her own goddamn time.
She sure did. Anyway, cool. So I think that that's good. I think that we did pretty good with that. We could save this other quiz for next week, the perfect U.S. city, unless you guys want to do it now.
How are we doing on time? I think we're probably, we can move on. That
yeah, let's
fun.
Move on.
I would do another one.
They are super fun. All right, let's do one more. We'll do it quick. All right, so okay, we'll do one more. This is the Everyone Has a Perfect U.S. City, and here is yours, and it's based on food. So, everybody, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. We had such success rate with the last one. It's going to be hard to duplicate this. Mm-hmm. Okay, pick a sandwich. Italian sub, lobster roll, Cuban, katsu, grilled cheese, or po' boy. And this is tough because I love a good lobster roll, but I also love a grilled cheese.
Same. This is insane. Yeah, I'm looking at this Italian sub.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at the grilled cheese for sure.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. Lobster roll is not a sandwich. It is a lobster roll.
I'm going with grilled cheese. Okay. Yeah.
Grilled cheese all around.
God, I wish there was bacon in it. Mm. Next, pick a party dip. That's true. Pick a party dip. Guacamole, pimento cheese, spinach artichoke, queso, baba ganoush, and baked crab.
Oh my God, all of the above.
I know.
So this is really hardcore between guacamole and spinach artichoke.
See, I was like guacamole and queso. I love a good queso. But my sister-in-law makes an amazing buffalo dip and spinach and artichoke dip. Like, they're every time there's a party, she's like, can I make a dessert? And we're like, no, bring your dips.
Pimento is actually really good, too. The South has got it, knows where it's at with that pimento.
That's very true. All right, guac or queso? I'm going to go with guac. Maybe.
I know, I can't decide.
Yeah, this one's really hard.
Spinach artichoke.
I'm going to go with guac.
I'll go with queso then. No, I'm going with guac because we'll be different at some point.
Go with your gut.
Go with what's in your heart.
Yeah. Though my heart might be queso, though. All right, my heart is queso. Okay, pick a dessert. Apple pie, bananas Foster, ice cream sundae, strawberry shortcake, fritters, or chocolate mousse.
Ice cream sundae.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah. Pick a type of egg. Fried. Ooh, I know, right? Fried, soft boiled, poached, scrambled, omelet, or hard boiled?
Poached all the way.
I kind of want to go with poached too, but that means that every answer the same.
No, you went with queso, I thought.
Oh, I did go with queso. You're right.
Yeah. And what would be so wrong if we lived in the same city?
I don't know. That's a great point. Nothing. I would have a friend.
Exactly.
Oh,
no downside to that.
Oh, a moment. My heart. Okay.
Pick the damn poached egg.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to stick with scrambled. That's what I picked last time.
An omelet would be my second choice, though. Because you can put cheese in that shit.
Oh, no, this next one's going to be real hard. Oh, dear.
Yeah, next is pick a cheese.
Oh, no.
Camembert? Camembert? Go ahead.
Camembert, right?
Camembert, whatever, what they said. Feta, mozzarella, somebody say the next.
Gruyere.
Gorgonzola or Gouda. This one is tough.
I'm going to pull out my little French pants and say they could have done way better on this one. I'm going to actually go with the Gouda.
Okay.
Because I just don't think that, the choices could have been better, just saying.
Amanda?
I think I'm going to go with the fresh mozzarella.
Same.
Because when summer rolls around, that's all I want to eat. I literally only want to eat like big hunks of fresh mozzarella, tomato, and basil. And that's like all I want
to
eat.
Okay. Well, not to sound like a broken record because they're not sponsoring us, but I have mozzarella balls from Costco and they are amazing. And Alex and I eat them. Oh, you did? Aren't they so good?
They're so good.
I know, right? Alex and I eat them all the time. It's Zach hates cheese, so he's like, ew.
I like more of like the stinkier cheese, so that's why for me that list is like not very.
Yeah,
I mean, I like, I'll eat all of those cheeses. Don't get me wrong. But.
Okay, I get you. I would eat all of those cheeses too. But okay, Amanda, I'm really glad that you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Okay. Ooh, this one's meant for us as well. Pick a drink or cocktail. Gin and tonic. Eh, this is where we're going to diverge. Sangria, peach iced tea, Bloody Mary, dirty martini, or a frozen rosé.
I'm going to just go crazy with the Bloody Mary. Not really.
I'm going to do
the cocktails.
Do love me a frosé.
I'm going to do a dirty martini.
Yeah. See, that part of my heart wants a dirty martini. But
not even
have
a gin and
tonic? Have
you
ever had a frozen rosé? It's enjoyable.
I've never have, so go with that. Let's see where it goes.
Very Brooklyn thing.
Ah, that does sound like a very Brooklyn thing.
I'm going to go with the frosé.
All right. Pick a vacation spot. Hong Kong, Paris, St. Lucia, Cartagena, Marrakesh, and Sydney. This one is tough, too.
This is really tough.
But this is our last choice, so make it wisely.
Mm.
And Shandy, if you pick Paris, is that really a vacation? Or
that was my question. But I'm always down for a return visit to Paris. Mm. I also like to go to Sydney and Marrakesh.
Yeah, Marrakesh is the only place on that list I've actually been to.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you're gonna pick
that
since you
cool. Yeah, but yeah, I think I gotta go with Marrakesh. I would go back in a heartbeat.
See, I want to go to St. Lucia because I'm a beach girl like through and through because I never put sunscreen on. And yes, I'm going to die of skin cancer in 10 years. But I'm torn because also like Cartagena. Yeah, that looks like awesome.
But it looks beautiful.
It's in Colombia. I Googled it. I really want to go to Asia. So like Hong Kong, but I'm not necessarily super into like a bunch of skyscrapers. However, Hong Kong's supposed to be really great. Yeah.
I think the skyscrapers is just the picture to like differentiate between, like, you know, make it a thing.
Sydney would be cool too. God, this is so hard.
That's what she said.
Let's just go to Hong Kong. Okay. Ooh, I like my results.
Okay. Well, then,
okay.
Amanda, what are you going with? And then I'm very excited to hear Shani's results.
I went with Marrakesh.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Okay. And I guess I'll go with St. Lucia. I guess. I don't know. All right. I'll go with the beach. I'll be different.
Okay.
I got Nantucket, Massachusetts.
Oh, I got Nantucket, Massachusetts.
Oh, hurry.
We ended up in the same city anyway.
Nice.
Hooray.
Nice.
It's all about eating cheese on the beach. This picture perfect island off the coast of Cape Cod is best known as a summer vacation town, but Nantucket has a similar year-round population that embraces the island's tight-knit community and gorgeous natural beauty. The quintessential New England town is best known for its seafood, like freshly shucked oysters, clam chowder, and lobster rolls, and grilled cheese.
Yep. Although they do their lobster rolls with mayo, I'm sure.
I love mayo.
Gotta do it Connecticut style, man, warm with butter.
Oh, that is a good choice.
That's the way to do it.
Shandy, what did you get?
I got Austin, Texas.
Oh, nice.
Which Jake I have been told before that I should move to.
That's Jay's favorite city in the entire U.S.
According to this, it has an addictive, invigorating energy unlike almost anywhere else in the country. From craft breweries to barbecue joints and taco trucks to honky-tonk bars, you're pretty much guaranteed to eat well and have a good time in Austin.
That's awesome. Yeah,
I believe they have good hiking and stuff, too.
Yeah. Huh. Austin apparently is, like, where it's at. Like, Jay will, from time to time, see a job, like, in Austin and be like, so how do you feel about moving there? And I'm like, always, no, I love my house. And I'm never moving again.
I'm certainly not looking to move there, but if something popped up, it sounds cool enough that I could probably dig it.
Hear that, universe?
Yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah, that's what she said. or he. But okay, cool. I think these quizzes, you know, were pretty good for us. I will put them in the outline in the show notes. So when you all make your comments on Facebook or email us, I want to know what everybody else got, because I know there's more answers out there and I'm here for them. Broadcasters3 at gmail.com or 331-276-2373, or you can go to the Facebook group. Facebook.com/group/JaneJackGroups is the main one, or if you're in the patrons one, whatever, let us know. Cool. All right, on that note, I think it is time to move into the facey-back and feedback portion of the podcast. But first, let's take a quick ad break. All right, we are back from our break, if you guys heard that or not. And let's get started with our feedback. So starting with some facey-back, today, June 4th, 2019, is the 100th year anniversary of women getting the right to vote in the United States. So the 19th Amendment was passed in 1919, which I've always remembered because, you know, 1919.
Lucky number 19.
Oh, yeah, lucky 19.
Right. Although I feel like we do have to caveat that it was when white women got the right to vote.
That is true.
Right.
It's still a historical day.
Yes, it was a historical day, but yes, it does have an asterisk or a coda, I guess, to it. Is that a coda? Is that the right word? Whatever. It has an asterisk to it. But yeah.
I think that's actually the sort of like fascinating and depressing untold or lesser told story about women's suffrage is that white feminists, like feminists in quotes,
yeah,
sort of like actively excluded women of color.
Yeah.
Because like maybe they thought it was too much too soon. I don't know.
Well, that's why intersectionality is so important to really recognize.
Right.
Yeah. Which is, you know, fun fact, one of the reasons why we did remove the pussy hat from our logo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, no, I think that's good.
I think that's smart.
So anyway, according to history, which I understand we're not a nation that deals in science or facts or history anymore, but it was passed by both chambers of the House today, June 4th, which happens to be my grandparents' anniversary. So
nice.
They got married in 1955. So they have been married for, it would have been their 64th anniversary today.
Wow.
I
know. Right? Yeah.
That's like a whole lifetime.
That is like a whole lifetime. So happy anniversary, Rosie and Louie. But anyway, so the House passed it on May 21st, and then today, June 4th, the Senate passed it, and the following year was ratified and blah, 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 blah into the Constitution. So here we all are, still struggling. I guess white women are okay because generally
white women are just voting Trump.
Like. Yeah, I was going to say they're voting Trump. So everybody else that's being suppressed. So we need to also get on that, which we should for, you know, gearing up to 2020. We should start to highlight a lot of that stuff, too, for, you Definitely. Know, our
yes.
middle.
And I will say, like, one thing that was always confusing to me when I was younger about this date is Montana actually sent the first woman to Congress ever in Jeanette Rankin in like 1914.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, how the fuck did that happen? But women could vote in the state of Montana before nationally, which is, I'm sure, again, white women. I'm sure that's true of many states, but.
Yeah. States rights versus whatever. I don't want to get into it. You're welcome, Nick.
Right. I think if we were going to get into that discussion, we were going to have to do it an hour earlier.
I was going to say, we've got too far. Yeah.
States rights can be good, but it's much better if it's a national protection. Let's just say that.
Because for every great and wonderful progressive state, there are six more that will deny every right.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, it's almost
every uterus owning
person.
Yeah.
Person.
It's almost like one step.
Too much melanin owning person.
Yeah.
It's like one step forward, seven steps back. Okay. We are getting way off topic. Well, we're not really getting way off topic, but we're getting way into the. I don't want to have to start editing this conversation. Okay. But. I think, though, it is worth to know before we close out that of this that we do have a very female heavy Congress. So one caucus has a very female heavy. Yeah, and it's 1919. No, it's 2019. So.
Sometimes it feels like 1919.
I mean, sometimes it feels like 1919.
Well, there we go. All right. Well, speaking of, continuing on, we missed May 26th, which was World Redhead Day.
Indeed.
Yes.
We do
talk, I think we mention this every year, but let's celebrate it again. If you've got red hair, which you guys both do, we've got some fun facts for you. Yes. So here are some quick facts. Less than 2%.
Courtesy of our good friend, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Our favorite DP specialist. Less than 2% of the world's population has red hair, with the highest concentrations being in Scotland, followed by Ireland. Having red hair and blue eyes is the rarest combination possible. You guys, any of you have... Amanda, you have brown eyes, right?
They're hazily green.
Hazily green. I was going to say, I've looked into your eyes a lot, and they're not blue.
No, they are not blue.
Okay. And I was going to say, Shandy definitely isn't blue either. Most redheads have brown, hazel, or green eyes, which, okay, I feel like that's kind of like just a Philip copy because, you know, if red and blue are the most rarest, clearly red and brown, hazel, or green are the next, you know, they're not going to be like red and purple here, but.
Oh my God. Red and purple is my favorite color combination.
Red and purple, I love wearing. But I think yellow and purple are my favorite, like, actual to see
color. Oh, those are my high school colors.
Ah, I know. We've talked about this. So much fun. researchers believe that redheads are more sensitive to pain because of mutation in a gene MC1R that affects hair color. Okay. You guys need 20% more general anesthesia than people with dark hair or blonde hair.
Yeah, that part's true. I'm usually down to about 80 when they tell you to count backwards before I'm out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember where I was. I went under for my wisdom teeth or like semi-under. I don't know. Whatever that is. And then also when they removed my lipoma.
Ah, that's right. You did. Well, I can verify as a brunette person with brown eyes and olive-colored skin that I am pretty sure I was stereotypical out before the count of 10 when I had my IUD taken out of my, you know, fat rolls in my chest or wherever the fuck it was. If you're just joining us, you can go back a couple of episodes.
You expected it.
Welcome to How the Body Works.
When your IUD goes traveling.
Anatomy with Colleen Gladfelter.
Oh my God. Guys, I should have taken a BuzzFeed quiz on your favorite city based for my IUD's personality. That sounds like the best Magic School Bus episode ever.
Oh God.
Yeah.
By best, you mean creepiest, yeah?
That too. Maybe illegal in Ohio. Jury's out. Redheads actually have less hair and thicker strands than most people. On average, it's believed that you guys have, I don't know, a lot of, way less strands than me. You got 90,000 strands. I got 140.
I don't know how to feel about that. Although they're thicker, that's what she
But they're
said.
Thicker, yeah.
Yeah.
But you skipped the best one.
Which was the best one?
Number five.
Oh my God, I did not even see that. Holy crap. Okay, a lot of redheads also wind up being left-handed. Researchers believe that one explanation is they're both recessive traits. I am in the minority on this podcast that I am a brunette right-hander.
Oh.
Yep.
And you're my favorite redheaded lefties.
Oh. No, but I have many, many a sibling. I'm the only lefty.
That's crazy.
I'm the only ready. Except for my brothers have red in their beards, but that only takes one set of genes.
Interesting. Redheads are less likely to go gray. The pigment in red hair typically fades over time from red to blonde and white, but not gray.
So I would say the gray versus white, I'm not sure it really matters. The blonde thing not actually kills me, but you know, that like already happens to me. Sometimes I'll have a hair, but in my hair, it looks white, and I'll pluck it out, and it's just blonde.
Yep. Yep. No, my grandma was a redhead, and she told me, she was like, you're going to want to dye your hair when it starts to, you know, starts to go gray. It's not going to be cute. It gets all brassy, and then it just goes this really ugly white. She's like, you're going to want to dye through it. Well, because my other grandmother on the Italian side had this gorgeous head of just beautiful white hair, and my redhead grandma was always very jealous.
Oh.
She was like, your hair is not going to gray like that. It's going to gray like this. You're going to want to dye it.
So I plucked the grays that I can see, and I thought that I was staying on top of them. And then yesterday morning, actually, Jay told me, no, I'm sorry. It was this morning. He was like, oh, by the way, when I was sitting behind you the other day, I noticed that you had a really long strand of gray hair going all the way to the back. And I was like, why did you say something so I could, like, pluck it? So all day today, I swear to God, I, like, kind of sat there like, hey, guys, what's up? Like, with my hands behind my head because I didn't know where it was. And then finally I said something to my coworkers, and I was like, does anybody see any gray? And if so, can you pull it out? I've got tweezers in my bag, which I'll be traveling with until I can figure out where this is coming from. So good times. Okay, sorry, moving on. Despite plenty of debunked studies that pop up, redheads are not going extinct. There are proportionately more redheads featured in commercials than there are in the world. A 2014 study found that 30% of ads during primetime hours included someone with red hair.
Yeah, that was fascinating to me. When I was growing up, like, I just kind of wanted to have, like, super brown hair.
Because you're distinguished and you stand out.
Right. Yeah, but like I didn't like it when I was, you know, when you're little and you just want to look like everyone else. And I like didn't think that boys thought that redheads were pretty, and like it was a whole thing. I think you figure that, you know.
And then you realize that the internet changed all of that. Hashtag bringing it back creepy. Redheads produce more vitamin D in a shorter amount of time than other people with other hair colors. When it comes to skin cancer, redheads are at a higher risk than the rest of the population.
I feel like that's kind of a no duh.
Yeah, because most you guys all have lighter colored skin, right?
Yeah.
And then finally, being a man with red hair could mean a lower risk for prostate cancer. A study found that men with naturally red hair were 54% less likely to develop prostate cancer compared to men with blonde, brown, or black hair. And women were 100% less likely to develop prostate cancer thanks to their red hair. Good times. All right. Well, all right. On that note, moving on. Thank you, Brian, for helping us celebrate National Redhead Day. Cue a lot of snowflakes right now being like, why do they get a day? Where's the rest of our day? Matt said PSA Booksmart is now out in theaters. John said tall people do not suck. Oh, so this is in relation to Amanda's story last episode about sitting behind the tall people at the Snow Patrol. Was that who it was? Who was it?
Oh, no, Social Scene. Danny Ramone concerts. Tall people always stand in front of short people. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Continue.
John said, tall people do not suck. Who else would kill spiders on the ceiling? Who would put the dishes away in the upper shelves of the cabinet? Who is going to help the shorter people at the grocery store get items from the top shelf, especially the one item all the way in the back that no one else can reach? I almost unsubscribe, but not really.
Oh, I meant no offense, but also I own a step stool so I can put away on the top shelf. I'm very good at climbing the shelves at the grocery store to get things on the top shelf. It's not a cute look, but I get it done.
Yeah. She might not die of skin cancer as easily. Right. Prostate cancer.
Die of a broken back.
Oh, hey, a broken neck. Off the grocery store shelf. That's right. You don't live
like
long
Cersei
enough.
Cersei Lannister style, like die in an avalanche of cans.
Cereal! Death by soup cans.
Just like cans of beans.
Beans!
Beans!
Hey, Damn, it's great to know that Tormund won't die of prostate cancer.
That's yeah. No chance. No. I wouldn't. Yeah.
Great that news. That's great. So then Kim, who is John's wife, says that John doesn't get what it's like to be vertically challenged at a general admission event. But one thing I do know is John is he always allows us short folk to stand in front of him. Sorry you got stuck with the rude talls throwing their weight around.
Well, thank you, guys.
And then Jamie Jo says, "This tall loves her smalls." I'd never do you wrong at a concert, movie, play, or a public band. Always let you sing. Guillotine.
Good. Because I've never been to one and I'd really like to see it.
Now it's time for Math What She Said.
All right. It will be released before the end of the month. Not 2 weeks late like last time.
But it's always wonderful whenever it does finally arrive.
Who is going to turn on the shower in the middle of recording?
I missed the stripper pole.
I did. Keep going.
I'm holding the pole up top. No, hold on. Can I re-say that?
Uh-huh.
I'm holding the pole up top. I'm holding the pole up top.
I'm holding the pole up top.
Oh, I'm holding the pole up top.
I'm holding.
Oh, I'm holding the pole up top.
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 I'm holding the pole up top?
I'm holding the pole up top? Up top. Okay, so I pop right back up and I'm like, here you go.
Oh, wait, I lost my spot. Hold on.
That's
rub the injection area afterwards. You'll be fine.
By the way, I lost my spot. It's totally going to be one next week. Why would I ask him to do it and then not use it?
Can I at least have 10 more minutes?
I did this for you, so now you're going to do this for me.
Somebody can catch up on what we've been doing here.
That's how we're going to let our girl go out.
We couldn't have given it to Brienne of Tarth, and we all would have been okay with that.
Still think that. I could get behind anyone.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Those were satisfying endings.
We got 10 minutes to finish this out.
We only got you out here 4 minutes later than we promised.
Please stay at that level, though.
I told him he could put another one on at some point.
I did it myself and not Jacob.
Oh, good times. All right. Thank you, Matt, as always. And now we're going to move into Butter Shemales.
Butter Shemales. First email up is from our good friend Joanne. It is titled, "A Book Suggestion for Those with Children or Grandchildren." Colleen, Amanda, and Shandy. But in this case, primarily Colleen, since she is the one with kids. Besides all of the Jay and Jack podcasts, my other weekly podcast is Judge John Hodgman. He's a comedian slash actor, best remembered as the nerd slash Windows guy in the Apple ads from many years ago.
Oh, him!
Also, a Brooklyn native.
Huh.
I do highly recommend the podcast. People send in disputes and he fakes judges and rules on the disputes. Both fun, and he is also very good at finding the best compromises. So, as a side, check it out. So, what does that have to do with children's books? The last episode I listened to, the bailiff, Jesse Thorne, mentioned that his wife has a new book out called It Feels Good to Be Yourself, and the Amazon blurb, don't forget to use jayandjack.com/Amazon.
Amen.
Thanks, Joanne. Summarizes it as, Some people are boys. Some people are girls. Some people are both, neither, or somewhere in between. This sweet, straightforward exploration of gender identity will give children a fuller understanding of themselves and others. With child-friendly language and vibrant art, It Feels Good to Be Yourself provides young readers and parents alike with the vocabulary to discuss this important topic with sensitivity. It turns out that Jesse and his wife have a child who is transgendered, so it is close to their hearts and lives. I am ordering it now, and based on my knowledge of Jesse through the podcast, I feel fairly safe in recommending it to anyone with children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, or whatever. You can actually preview it on Amazon, and it looks like it would be for a preschooler, kindergarten age. Joanne. That sounds awesome. And now I know what I am buying all the children in my life.
Hey, Zach.
I am the book auntie.
Zach's birthday is June 13th.
Got it.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Joanne. I will absolutely link to this book in the show notes. Of course, through the Amazon link. Don't worry.
No, that's very cool. I was going to add, though, too, and I meant to watch this before because I saw Joanne's email. And then, like, I don't know, like, the same day or the next day, Frank was telling me about this Belgian movie that he watched on Netflix called Girl. It's about a transgendered child, like adolescent.
Ah.
I think the kid is an adolescent boy, but presents like or wants to present as a girl, and sort of like I think the kid's like 14, so they're not like going through the transition necessarily, but it's like the early stages. Anyway, I haven't actually watched it yet, but. Anyway, the kid's really into dance, too, and like ballet dancing, and Frank said it was really good, and that was highly recommended. Cool. So maybe for this, the book is obviously for a younger audience. This is maybe for like a more...
Wait, what is that called? I will link to that as well.
Girl, and Frank watched it on Netflix, and okay. It's a Belgian film.
Cool. Yeah, no, this is great. Because we actually did recently, and by we, I mean me, one morning on the way to school... I don't know how it came up, but Zach asked about like mommies and daddies and, you know, I mentioned, well, yeah, I honestly forget how it came up. And I said, yes, you can have a mommy and a daddy. You can have two mommies and two daddies. And, you know, I just mentioned it in passing and he wanted to know more. And I was like, oh my God, it is 8 o'clock in the morning. How did I get myself into this conversation? Which I guess was better than the 7 o'clock in the morning question he had the other day, which was, you know, he saw like my, you know, pads and tampons and wanted to know about that. And I was like, you know, because mommies bleed once a month. And, you know, I just didn't. I wanted to never feel uncomfortable to ask a question because I always felt uncomfortable growing up. Right. So, you know, I never want to be like, I'll tell you when you're older. So I always want to give an answer, even if it's a very basic answer.
Yeah, I like that.
Appropriate answer.
Yeah. So, you know, I did my best to kind of like answer that one and answer the other one. So I think that, you know, I may pick up this book if Amanda doesn't get us for Zachary for his birthday. No, I'm just kidding, Amanda. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally just messing around for comedy. No, but I think I will read that to him, though, because I think that he's a kid that just loves knowledge and is so accepting of everything.
That's
so
really cool.
You know, because he's young, so he doesn't have any, you know, reason to not be accepting of anything. So yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, and Joanne said for children and grandchildren, but Amanda, I think you make a great point that like you got yourself some nieces and nephews.
And I think any adult should read things like that because just to have know how to talk to a kid because most of us come in contact with children in general. So,
Yep. Which every holiday I buy books.
Mm-hmm. You did the Dragon Loves Taco book, right?
I did.
That is a huge fan favorite in this house. Still,
it's a great book. Right?
It's a great book. Dragons love tacos.
Dragons love tacos.
Huge fan favorite.
I mean, who doesn't love tacos?
Yeah.
I also love tacos. Maybe we should have Jacob replace the pussy hat with and like a glass of wine in one hand and a taco in the other. just to drive it home.
Yeah.
Could we please have a taco version, Jacob, if you're listening?
Be perfect for a Cinco de
Cinco de Taco.
What
do
we call it? What do we call it?
Cinco de Taco.
I don't know. I feel like it was my idea too, and I can't think of it.
Cinco de Livo was what
Cinco
you
de Livo.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. Next Cinco de Livo, Jacob. Sorry to do this.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. I just couldn't think of the title.
Margarita in one hand, taco in the other hand.
Yep.
Love it.
All right. But yes, thank you, Joanne, so much. If anybody else has any suggestions, like that would be very appreciated as well. Just because I'm at that age, Zach's at that age where he just wants to know everything. Like everything is a question and everything is repeating the answer and everything is repeating the question then so we can make sure he knows the answer. So yeah, anything you got, totally appreciate it. All right, moving on. We have an email from Poet 13. Hi, Shandy Amala. No. Shandy, Amanda, and Colleen. I started a new project recently. Not sure what will come from it, but it's fun for me regardless of its success. I hope you like it. Be sure to read the note after the piece. And then a bunch of pound signs, which makes me wonder if Poet 13 has any experience working in the news industry, because, you know, you end a press release or whatever with the pounds. Anyway, here is the new poem. You say perspire, and you say, I say perspire, and you say why. You say, let's take the train, when you know I would fly. Sky is blue, the sky is red. I say live and let live. You say we're better off dead. How can it be after all these years we're still so in love? Night on the town, loose on the fringe. You would rather stay home and find something to binge. Walking around the lake is nice. Say it's too cold outside, we'll slip on the ice. How can it be, after all of these years, we're still so in love? Oh yes, all kinds seem to fall in love these days. Don't give up, your love always finds a way. Just be kind to those you meet, wandering through life or simply walking down your street. They're watching you, wondering if you'll care. Give them a chance of knowing you and falling in love, falling in, falling in love. Pound, 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 pound. End press release. If you go back and read this piece to the tune of Hall & Oates' Private Eyes, you'll realize I'm attempting to recycle a great tune with arguably creepy lyrics with something a little bit different. Thanks, and can't wait for Big Little Lies season 2. Okay, so I had read the email in advance and was trying to not read it in the Hall & Oates thing because I didn't want to give away the ending.
That's the only part I know.
Eh, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
That's it.
Good times. Good times. Thank you, Amanda, for that beautiful, beautiful rendition.
Anytime.
And thank you, Poet 13, for making the world, taking a sad song and making it better, which I should add that I saw Paul McCartney back on May 27th and didn't mention it, and it was fucking amazing.
Oh, so jealous. That's super cool.
I do have one question for Poet 13.
Yes, and sorry.
Is, why in the world do you write into us anonymously?
Yes, give us your name.
Seriously. You stand like, behind your art, man.
I really actually don't understand it, so... That's all I have to say about that.
Yes. Tell us your name or give us a hint. Let me and Shandy internet geocache your name.
Yeah, I'm not going to play games, but you could just tell us who you are.
And I'll sit in the background and I'll sing Private Eyes.
Yeah.
I background music.
I have no life, so I could play the games, but But yeah, no, thank you for the poem, though. I like the change on the lyrics. And subscribe to Broad Little Lies. It's going to be amazing. We've got one of the stars of the show on our podcast. All right, moving on. We've got a voicemail, and then we'll finish up with this month in Andy's virginity. And then we're going to get out of here, and then we're going to turn 3, and it's going to be amazing. Okay, cool. Here we go.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. It's Maggie.
And Roe.
We just got out of seeing the West Wing Weekly live in Washington, D.C.
It was so fun.
And Rose Idea is merch for the West Wing Weekly now.
They're going to make lots of money off of the Francis Scott Key keychain. And if you're a West Wing fan, you'll know exactly what I mean.
And if not, well, it's just pretty funny anyway.
I'll post a picture.
And she got given, she purchased two and they gave her one for free when she told them she was here. It was great. We also got to meet Hrishi K. Sherway and Joshua Malina and Mary McCormick and Melissa Fitzgerald. Melissa Fitzgerald is Carol on the West Wing. Mary McCormick is Kate and Harper, and Joshua Malina is Will Bailey.
And Hrishi K. Sherway is the super fan who made the West Wing Weekly podcast happen.
And it was very weird to see a podcast live with like more than 100 people, because usually seen at a rally with less than 100 people.
Hey, wait a second. I got to stop that and take issue. Like, we get a good like 30, okay? We're at maximum capacity of my basement.
True. We were almost a fire hazard.
We were. I'm just saying, okay, resume.
Which this was almost like 2,000 people. It was crazy.
Well, fuck them.
Less intimate.
So fun. So glad Maggie could join me.
Yeah. Thanks, Ro.
Thanks, Maggie.
We'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh my god, that's so cool. I do listen to the West Wing Weekly podcast, and I can't believe Ro suggested the Francis Scott Key. Oh my god, I love it.
I know. Good times. Hey, we gotta do that our Patreon level. I believe the next level is the West Wing podcast from the network, like whoever can join. So cool. Hold on, let me look up what we are at right now. No, I'm serious. I'm pretty sure that's what we made it.
Yeah, I'm on board. I love the West. I love me some West Wing. I could talk about it all day.
Me too. I would even rewatch the whole thing. Once I'm done with Superstore, which, by the way, Superstore, I will put that up there. Top three, not kidding, with The Office, Parks and Rec, and Community.
Better than The Good Place?
It's on par with The Good Place.
Okay.
Because The Good Place is awesome too, but The Good Place isn't like a work sitcom, so that's why.
I understand.
I guess Community technically isn't either, but like it, I would put Superstore just as good, like same level good, if not maybe, I don't know, just as good, like tied with Parks and Rec and The Office. I'm in the middle of season 4, so I should be done with it like within the next day or so. It's amazing. Like, it is a great show. It is. Like, it's got a great story. It's got a diverse cast. They're all talented. They've got a lot of heart. The storylines are very, like, present day, but it's got a great amount of humor in touch with, like, you know, emotionality. And, like, it's on Hulu. I 1,000,000,000% recommend.
I was just looking on Netflix to add.
So season 1 is a lot of setup, and then there's only 11 episodes though. So it's similar to Parks and Rec and The Office season 1, where like season 1 is probably the weakest season out of all of them, but you only have to get through 11 23 minute episodes, and even then like they're still very enjoyable. But like once you hit season 2, you're going to not want to stop watching it. It's great. And America Ferrera She's a treasure. She's an American treasure.
She's just the best in everything. I loved Ugly Betty.
I did too.
Oh, one of my favorites.
And her dad from Ugly Betty is her dad in this show.
Oh, I love that.
I know. I like pretty much like jizzed my pants when I saw it. I was like, I am so happy. I don't know how to control this.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Oh, and while we're talking about recommendations,
I think you'd be like, why are we talking about jizzing?
I finished Fleabag. Freaking loved it. I hope they do more episodes, but I feel like the way it ended, maybe they won't. But if they do, I'm on board. Loved it.
That's next on my list after we finish this. I can't recommend it enough. It's a great summer show to catch up before when you're done with The Good Place, because The Good Place is less episodes, I think. I mean, when I say that I wish that it had the attention of The Office and Parks and Rec, like it is just as good, and it is more woke, and it is more like just... I think that it will hold up, like, unlike, you know, Friends and some, you know, other shows that are still funny to watch. I can't see this not holding up, Superstore not holding up like 10 years from now. So it's great.
Hey, what is Fleabag on?
Amazon Prime.
Oh, don't have Amazon.
Well, next time you come visit, we'll watch it. It's cool. British, so they only do like a couple of episodes.
Okay.
It's quick.
Cool.
Okay, so back at the start of this, I was looking up what we were doing on Patreon.
As a side note, my stomach just made a noise that sounded like woo. That's why I mean, quite literally, it sounded like woo.
Okay, so when we hit the $1,250 mark for Patreon, we will do a West Wing podcast.
Woo!
Yeah, as my stomach would say.
Woo! So, we are currently at $1,089. So, we need to get another $150-ish. Right? Is that math?
Either way, it's not a ton of money, guys.
Yeah, we need like less than 200. I think we need 100 and, I don't know, like less than 200. Let's just say 200, because I can't do math. And we will do the West Wing podcast. That is a thing that will happen. So help make it happen. If you're not a patron, become a patron now. Up your levels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, moving on. Let's finish this out with a Andy's virginity, and then we are done. And the next time you'll hear from us, it will be while you're watching us live to party like it's our third birthday.
Woo! Stomach. Cue the stomach.
Cue stomach.
Woo! All right. This month in Andy's virginity, Andy says, "Hey, broads. I see it's been a month since I last wrote, and unfortunately, not much has happened in this journey lately. Maybe it's a little June gloom, but I feel a bit stuck in a rut. I don't want you to be worried about me. I'm not majorly depressed. However, the fact that we're close to 2 years of Andy's virginity updates, I'm sure you can understand why I'm frustrated, even though I know you like hearing from me. Also, I hope that doesn't sound like I'm blaming you three, obviously. This isn't on you. I just really want to tell you something good, but that's not in the cards right now. I know there's hope, but sometimes you just gotta vent. # I'm with hers, Andy."
And I understand like being frustrated.
It is easy to be frustrated. That's a tough situation to
be in. I will say, Andy, you know what I'm thinking? And I think it's maybe your email that made me think of this. It's true that you've been writing in for 2 years. It's true that we like to hear from you and we certainly want your updates. But I'm wondering if sometimes, like, it's almost like focusing on the same thing week after week, like, does that make it harder? Does that make it, you know what I mean?
It's like a report card.
Right. It's like, it's really healthy and important to talk about things that bother you. But I'm just wondering if like if you really specifically are focusing on, you know, just the one thing every time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought. If anything else is happening in your life, you know, like you don't have to tell us just about your virginity.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yep. A book you've read that you really love, a game night you went to that was particularly fun, a new game you discovered. We'd like to hear about that stuff too.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out the math still. All right, we are $161 to go.
I don't know. How many $5 patrons is that?
I don't know. But we got to factor fees. So let's say we're $180
to go. $180 divided by 5.
Divided by 5.
We'd need 36 people. 36 people.
Or we need 85 of you, 185 of you to do a dollar. But whatever, I don't know. Go to patreon.com/jayandjack. Sorry, Andy. I was just struggling to do the math. But yeah, I agree, Andy. Yeah, tell us about anything that you like. This could be just like this month in Andy. Or maybe you and Poet 13 could have poetry offs. We'll have listeners name a topic and then you guys could come up with your best poems.
Broadcast poetry slam.
Oh my God, there is no better way to celebrate our fourth season than a poetry slam.
The season premiere. Get your poems going, guys.
Oh my God. Yeah. Also, thank you, Annie, though, so much. All right, let's talk about this. So, scheduling while we wrap this show up. Next week, June 11th, will be our live show, and then we will, I guess, start season 4.
That's right. Okay.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And we will definitely be doing Broad Little Lies, so be on the lookout for that. We will post the link wherever we can. It will, again, be on this broadcast feed. It will be on the Whole Enchilada feed if you subscribe through that one. And then it will have its own feed. I don't know if it will be up by the time you're hearing this or not. So that's why I'm saying you'll get it, and then hopefully you can subscribe to its individual feed. But yeah, we're really excited about doing that. And I don't know. It's going to be a fun summer, I think.
I think so.
Well, thank you again for listening. Patreon.com/JNJack. Thank you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Joanne with the Plan, Maggie the Magnificent, Drake the Distributor, Ed the Creepy Mailman, Tack from Tokyo, and Eckhart Rickner. Thank you guys so much. And thank you all. And thank you for listening, because we really appreciate this every week that you guys listen. Check out all of these things that we've recommended. Girl on Netflix and Superstore and Fleabag and everything else. So cool, good times, everybody. And we can't wait to talk to you live on June 11th. We will try to keep that show to be around an hour, so it won't take too much of your night up. And I guess that's it. Amazon.com/JaneJack for all your shopping needs. That helps us all as well. Merchandise. We've got a lot of Honorary Broad stuff going on up in that store. And that's JaneJack.com/store. So we'd love for that. And also, I have tattoos and stickers and whatnot to give away to people. So if you're actually interested in Honorary Broad merchandise that's, you know, little like that, please send us an email and I will mail it out to you, because we got it for people to have and we've got some left over. So we would really love that. And, you know, as Jana said, it lasted like a whole month for her. So great quality.
Quality product.
Exactly.
The best here.
The best. The best. But all right. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And thank you for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week live. Peace out.
See you later.
Bring your tequila.
Bring your tequila.
Yoo-hoo.
Bring your tequila.
Bring your tequila.
Bring your tequila.
Bye.